AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original.
I'm Steve Kathan. Secretary of State Blinken has postponed next week's planned diplomatic trip to China. It comes after a suspected Chinese spy balloon was seen over Montana. It's now high over the Midwest.
U.S. officials say the balloon is traveling at an altitude of 66,000 feet and maneuvering as it is blown on a trajectory that is expected to take it across the United States. The Pentagon continues to track it on radar and at times has it under visual observation. Military officials have recommended against shooting it down for now because of the danger it would pose to people on the ground. But officials say that recommendation could change once the balloon gets over an unpopulated area. David Martin, CBS News, Washington.
China insists it's a civilian research balloon and has expressed regrets. The government says employers added 517,000 jobs last month. CBS's Jill Schlesinger says that's considered a strong number.
The January jobs report underscores the message that Jerome Powell gave during his press conference this week. Although economic growth is weakening, the labor market remains resilient, which means the Fed is likely to continue raising interest rates maybe two more times at a quarter point each so that wage growth starts to come down and inflation readings improve.
Wind chills this morning in the upper Midwest were in the 25 below zero range. WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen says the brutal cold is now pushed east.
The winds continue to increase. They'll be running at gale force, running 20 to 30 and gusting over 40 miles per hour at times through the day today. And the temperature and wind combination will keep driving the wind chill down until it reaches dangerously low levels, anywhere from minus 10 to as low as minus 40 or minus 50.
Honda and the government are urging owners of thousands of older vehicles not to drive them until dangerous airbag inflators are replaced. Here's Jeff Gilbert of Detroit affiliate WWJ.
These are older 01 to 03 Hondas and Acuras with non-repaired Takata airbags. Honda says there are 8,200 vehicles out there that have a high risk of having the airbag inflator rupture that can cause death or serious injury. You can check with a dealer or the NHTSA.gov recall database.
A Republican bill in Arizona would restrict drag shows in the state.
It's not R-rated, it's X-rated entertainment.
GOP Senator John Kavanaugh says under the bill, performances would be banned near daycare centers, schools, and churches. Performer Jessica Harper spoke in opposition.
This bill is so vaguely written that it would effectively make it illegal for me to exist in public as a trans woman, let alone DJ anywhere but a strip club.
Checking Wall Street right now, a mixed bag. The Dow is up 57 points. The S&P is down 5. This is CBS News.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This is Paul Schluter, guitarist for Last Crack, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Sister of the Now, 17. crave is killing me. I kiss the cold reality. What I crave is killing me. I kiss the cold reality.
Last Crack, Kiss the Cold. That's actually from the album Burning Funk House Live, recorded in 2002, released in 2005. And we opened that Essential Last Crack set up with Sarah Boy's Cage, also from the live album. I'm Rocker. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy. We have more coming up. Some Flying Fuzz, Well-Informed Citizen, Little Corpsicle. But right now, let's keep it going with Madison's Romero. This is Solitaire on Max Inc. Heavy.
below. I can't save you, but I'll try, and I'll be running through the night. But they won't wait around, yes, they'll hang you high. You'll be giving up quick as air in this night. Oh,
and you're not, but you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Corpsicle, that is Buried Alive here on Max Inc. Heavy. Before that, Well-Informed Citizen with Gods of War and Flying Fuzz, Cracks in the Sky. And we opened that one up with Romero, Solitaire. That was probably from 2010 or 2011. Let's see, I have tons of stuff still coming up. Lords of the Trident, a little Go Play God, some brand new Carbellion. Maybe a little Skin Tones.
CBS News Brief. There's word a suspected Chinese spy balloon is now high over the Midwest. Pentagon correspondent David Martin.
Military officials have recommended against shooting it down, but officials say that recommendation could change once the balloon gets over an unpopulated area.
China insists it's a civilian balloon conducting research. The government says employers tacked on 517,000 jobs last month. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
Although economic growth is weakening, the labor market remains resilient, which means the Fed is likely to continue raising interest rates.
The unemployment rate hit a new half-century low, 3.4%. Forecaster Craig Allen watching a northern deep freeze.
This dangerous chill has the temperatures already well below zero from Minnesota and Wisconsin across the lakes, as well as Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York State, and now moving into New England.
Wind chills dipping below zero. CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Our guest is Kristen Elfheim, who is the state Senate candidate for District 19 in the Fox Valley.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
There are really good people that have been in Madison on both sides. And if we're not letting the strongest problem solvers win, we're making a mistake.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
No, oh, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Two bellows never yields a sound.
take when there is nothing left. Whoa.
This is Big John from Go Play God, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
To make this easy to chew, but I won't break.
Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Not done yet.
You are in the middle of a double shot.
Double shot
on Max Inc. Radio.
Roll it in and ready for all.
Yeah, Carbillion from Milwaukee. That is a double shot of brand new Carbillion from their brand new album, Weapons of Choice, that's still set to be released. So we got the first copy right here on Max Inc. Heavy. Before that, Go Play God. That's brand new from them as well. Weight and Salt, Lords of the Trident, excuse me, Charlatan. Open that set up. We still have a little bit of Mother Wind, and right now let's check out the Skin Tones. This is Max Inc. Heavy.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion on Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Was it that birds fly south in the cold? Was it that we all die when we're old? Turn off your screens, we're coming home.
Jars. That is Mother Wind from Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And before that, the Skin Tones, brand new from the Skin Tones, Played in America. And that about does it for me. Rocker, you've been listening to Max Inc. Heavy out there on the Civic Media Radio Network statewide across Wisconsin. We'll be back next week with more Max Inc. Radio and more Max Inc. Heavy. I'm Rocker. Have a good night.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates.
The plaintiff, Donald J. Trump, hereby serves his suit against the defendants, Hillary Clinton and her cohorts, orchestrated an unthinkable plot, one that shocks the conscience and is an affront to the nation's democracy. This week on Fox.
You know what I mean? Like you're throwing a few too many adverbs and adjectives in this sentence.
One man, one mission Donald Trump gets made fun of. This is Watergate 2.
Making radio great again.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.